Our semi-regular guest, Dr. John Duffy, is with us, clinical psychologist. How are you, sir?
I'm great. How
are you
guys?
Semi-regular?
I feel semi-regular, sure.
You look great. Whatever you're doing, keep it up.
You're on every other Wednesday. I still don't know how to say that. Bi-weekly? Bi-monthly?
I think bi-weekly is right, yeah. But we can Google that.
All right. Yeah. Our every 14-day guest. Let's just say it that way.
We were talking off the air about politics and differences of thoughts on where you stand. I was listening to a couple of kids talking about things, and they were questioning America. And I wanted to jump in and say, I'm proud to be an American. I love America. This is where I live. This is what I'm most proud of. But there are some younger kids that don't feel proud to be an American because of the climate that's going on.
This is absolutely true. You brought this up to me a while ago, and I've started asking kids about how they feel about that. And there is a divide. I would say, honestly, that most kids I've talked to would say they are not particularly proud these days to be American.
That bothers me a little bit.
Oh, I totally get it. I mean, I totally get it. Why does it bother you?
Because this is where we are, this is what we have, and you love what you have, and you just hope that things are going to get better.
Right, right. So what I hear from kids, in light of that, is that they feel like our current systems of government and education and welfare are unfair and biased and lack compassion. On the whole, that's what I'm hearing from kids.
I'd agree with that.
Yeah, so they would argue that they feel lucky to be Americans, but not particularly proud. Yeah, so that's the fine line I'm finding is like, this isn't anything I accomplished. I'm lucky on the whole, although one girl did say yesterday, I don't feel particularly lucky today, which was an interesting comment. But on the whole, they feel lucky and fortunate to be well off and American as opposed to being in a third world country or something like that. Yeah, so they feel grateful.
You can easily see, though, where a kid would be disillusioned by the process because I'm an adult and I'm disillusioned by the process.
Absolutely.
If you're a smart kid and you look at what's going on and how combative it's been, you're going to be disillusioned, right?
Yep. And what kids tell me is that if they feel like there's an element of empowerment in what they believe, you know, if their beliefs can derive change, then they would feel more proud. But they're not certain that that's the case. They're very, very skeptical of the system at large.
What do you tell them when they say something like that?
It's hard not to validate, first of all, what they have to say, because it's really, really well thought through. Kids are not frivolous about their feelings about politics the way we might have been when we were kids. You know,
I didn't care about it at all.
Right, right.
And no one told anyone who they voted for. Your parents didn't tell you. No one said that.
No, this is true. This is true.
Things have changed
a lot. Absolutely. Right. So now kids are talking about where they stand. And my hope is that, you know, that discourse, which is hard to get back into. Sometimes kids end up arguing about things that they disagree about and it can shift friendships and shift relationships. But at least they're thoughtful about it and they're talking about it in ways that I think maybe our generation when we were that age may not have.
Yeah, it's, you know, we all have some friends that think differently than we do about politics. And so I just completely avoid it because, you know, someone you've been friends with for many years, it's not worth breaking up a friendship over. But I certainly know it's not going to end pretty when we discuss politics. So let's talk about something else.
Right, right. And I agree. I think a lot of us feel that way.
Sometimes family members.
Right. What's interesting about kids is sometimes they'll make, especially this time of a voting year, their entire social media presence about a particular issue, right, or about a particular politician. And I think that's kind of cool. I think they're bringing something back that's a little bit of a lost art. And if there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of anxiety about what anybody else is going to think of it, again, most of them would argue, I know I'm talking to a fairly friendly crowd on the whole.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I've curated my followers to some extent.
And you can discuss something. I know some people that will not stop with posts or when you see them. You're not going to change anybody's mind. So I don't know why they fight so hard for what they believe in. It's like, okay, you think what you think. I think what I think. And it should end there, but it doesn't.
Yeah, it keeps going. There's no doubt about that, and that's something that I think is fundamentally missing from our whole discussion about politics, is the idea of cooperation and middle ground, and so it creates this enormous divide, and we're all looking at each other sideways, wondering if we're an us or a them, which is a real problem, right? Because the us and them thinking is a massive part of the problem with politics today.
John, if you watch any of the news shows, any of the news stations, so your CNNs, your MSNBCs, your Foxes, you pick the station, most of their primetime programming consists of talking head boxes yelling at each other. There's a topic that's mentioned, and then he's yelling at her, and she's yelling at him, and everyone's yelling at each other. So if you're a kid and you realize that that's what the options are on TV, is adults yelling at each other over almost everything, where's the sanity?
The beauty of what kids do with that is they'll opt out of that typically, and they'll go to Snapchat or Reddit or something where they can talk to each other about these things. So they may engage in a CNN, MSNBC, or a Fox News for a period of time, but they actually have their own ways now of communicating about politics, and they do that readily. So one cue to politicians is, if you're looking to engage young voters, Snapchat, Instagram, and and Reddit are probably more effective than trying to make some statement on Chicago Tonight or MSNBC, because kids just aren't watching that. The Daily Show is a more effective method.
Right.
Yeah. And I was surprised to see there was a Ted Cruz sketch on Saturday Night Live that was pretty funny. And it was weird for me to see my teenage boys cracking up at that, like, to even know what's going on in the world. I swear to God, when I was that age, I had no idea.
And this is what we don't give credit, give kids credit for, is that they have some fundamental understanding of issues and what certain politicians stand for. And, I think it's partly our job to engage them in discussions about that.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it's so one-sided that they don't necessarily understand the other side of things. As just another cue for parents, the most likely factor in getting your kids out to vote or getting them politically active is if you are. So modeling is still the most important thing, despite all the news channels and all the other chatter that you hear. Your actions matter more than anything else.
When all these kids came forward who had been involved in one of the shootings, one of the many shootings that we had, and said, we're sick of this, we want to do something about it, and their voices were very, very strong, does that make a big difference with kids? I hope it does.
Huge difference with kids. So I don't work with many kids who don't follow a number of those Parkland students.
Yeah.
And in the wake of what those students have done, there is an array of other politically active young people with a whole hundreds of thousands of followers. The kids are starting to follow and develop a kind of a political point of view.
Good.
So, no, that is good news, and that is happening, and kids are very engaged in that.
We are going to take a quick break, and then I would like to discuss with you the whole Taylor Swift thing, where she has inspired people. Maybe she pushed her agenda a little bit, but in my opinion, she was just saying, do your homework, do your research. And it was a phenomenal amount of people who registered to vote, and yesterday was the last day.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about Taylor Swift coming up with Dr. John Duffy. All right, John, Dr. John Duffy is with us. What's your website if people want to get in touch with you?
The very clever name, drjohnduffy.com. Oh. I had to fight for that one.
That's a good name, John.
Thank you so much.
To your own.
Clearly.
It worked out nicely.
It did.
We got a text that I just want to very briefly touch on. We were talking about a lot of young people today don't feel exactly proud to be an American.
Yeah.
And someone said along the line, I can't find it exactly, but if your kids say they're not proud to be an American, have them go to another country and come back and then tell us how proud they really are. In my heart, I agree with that. Like, just shut up and be a proud American. But the way things are going, I'm an embarrassed American.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to be able to speak their mind. If you just say, like in the old days, a kid should be seen, not heard, give your kids a chance to speak up and give a reason why.
Well, and I would say, I think there's something uniquely American about somebody who is 17, 18 years old being able to speak their mind honestly about the way their government works. So I actually think that that is not the worst thing for the country, for young people not just to go along to get along and do what they're told to do and believe what they're told to believe, but to question their authority a little bit and, you know, and have their point of view at least heeded and understood and heard.
John, Wendy and I discussed this a little bit yesterday, but you weren't here, so let's share it with you now. Taylor Swift, extremely popular, you already know that, came out the other day and said she normally votes for women, but there's a woman right now running there in Tennessee, and she doesn't see eye to eye with them with her on several issues.
Right.
What she was mainly doing is saying to people, you really need to get out there and vote. The deadline's coming up. Get out there and vote. What kind of effect do you think this has?
Yeah, you know, I've talked to some young people about this as well, and young people are affected by their heroes. This yeah. Taylor Swift thing is having an impact on, even outside of Tennessee, here in Illinois, on whether young kids are willing to register to vote and who they might vote for. That goes not just for Taylor Swift. Kanye West made a political statement. I've worked with a couple of kids who've been swayed by what he had to say
sure.
in a way that's going to motivate them to vote. So I don't think we can underestimate the influence of some of the more popular people in the world.
But then you get people
going.
Saying that's not fair, that they're being manipulated by their heroes. Do you see it as that or not?
I think that doesn't give kids enough credit that they're thoughtful. You know. So does it ignite them to think about what's going on? I think it does. Does it necessarily drive what they do? No. There are plenty of kids I've worked with who are critical of Taylor Swift and say, you know, boy, you seem to be playing both sides here, and you know, like questioning what her motive is to come out now and take this stand. So kids are more discerning, I think, than we give them credit for.
Yeah.
And didn't Taylor Swift just win the most number of American Music Awards last night? She holds the record. So perfect timing for her. And in her acceptance speech, she also mentioned going out there and voting. And, you know, I heard John Williams discussing this yesterday. In a way, Taylor Swift is saying she's endorsing a candidate, basically.
Right.
And perhaps that'll sway some people to do it and vote for the same candidate, but that's in Tennessee. There are worldwide people, and nationwide definitely, are fans of Taylor Swift. I think she was saying, do your homework, find out about a candidate, and because she wanted to go for the woman, found out it wasn't the woman for her, didn't agree with her views.
If you read what Taylor Swift wrote, you know, verbatim, she is endorsing a candidate. But it's just a candidate in Tennessee. But you're right. Effectively, what she's saying is be an informed voter. You know, go out, do your research, and vote your conscience. And she's not trying to dictate what your conscience ought to be.
That's a solid message.
It is. It is.
A very solid message.
And I like to think that the right things are going to happen if more of us vote and more of us engage.
Dr. John Duffy on the line with us. We're almost out of time, but Sean has called in and has a comment or question. Sean, what's going on?
Oh, hi, Wendy, Bill. I like this episode with Dr. Duffy. It's great. I'm really impressed with the younger generation, even the millennials, because of I just think they're very discerning and very smart. But like my son, for instance, has a number of friends who are from families that are very conservative, and he has friends who are from families who are very liberal. My wife and I are in the middle, and it's so cool on how they really they enjoy each other's companies. They actually appreciate each other's opinions. And then whenever there's a get together and there's two parents, usually one of me, that's sort of discussing Trump in a heated sort of way, it'll be my son or one of the boys that'll come up to us and just tell us to just chill out. You know, just get over it, chill out, don't let him ruin your day. And it's like his attitude and their attitude is, don't let it stress you out, don't let it ruin your week. And, you know, yes, he's not a fan of Trump, but at the same time, it's not like he's going to carry this around with him. And in the meantime, his friends are like super conservative, and his friends are also super liberal, and they're in between, and they get over it. They don't let that interfere with their lives. And I have just so much respect for that, and I'm very impressed with
that. We should learn from these kids.
Yes. Why are they able to handle it, John, better than adults? How are kids maintaining this better than adults do?
I think kids value their relationships. And Sean, I'm curious to hear if you agree with that. I think they really value their relationships and their friendships. And they're open to the idea that, hey, we might think differently from one another. And maybe I can be open-minded enough to learn something from you and maybe you can be open-minded enough to learn something from me. And somewhere along the line in adulthood, that open-mindedness gets sealed up, and then we kind of just kind of batten down and hold on to our ideologies. But kids are developing ideology and the way they think, and I love the idea that they're willing to listen to somebody with an opposing point of view and still maintain a good relationship with that person and respect for that person, because I think they recognize that they come to each other's point of views honestly.
I agree. I think it's their generation. They are not from, like, my folks' generation, who is, like you said, Wendy, kids are to be seen and not heard.
Yeah.
The kids are allowed to express themselves, and they're more open and free to do so. And I think that's really helpful in the way they interact with each other. So, and I think that just is one piece of it. So thank you so much. And thanks for this segment that you guys do.
Thanks, Sean. Appreciate it.
Children are our future. You know that.
Yeah. Sing a song about it, Wendy. See how that goes.
No, I'm good. Right. He's Dr. John Duffy, clinical psychologist, a certified life coach, parenting and relationship expert. His book is The Available Parent. It's awesome. DrJohnDuffy.com. And you have a podcast called Better with your wife, Julie Duffy. You can find it on WGN Plus, although we have to get that updated,
right,
and wherever your favorite podcasts are found. Thank you for coming up.
Thanks so much for having me, guys.
We'll get you some news, and then there's more of us, Bill and Wendy, on WGN.